Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy, and pretty sexy people. I'm home. Can you believe it? I'm coming from home to you today. It has been quite a creative and exciting and very, very busy September, which is why we did not have a webinar. However, there was a new one just posted, Your Personal Alignment for 2023. Now, I don't just happenstance, you know, when I do these webinars or when I bring anything onto the show to talk to you about. I always channel what the highest thing is at this community or any community that I'm speaking to, et cetera, how it's going to serve them in the highest, what they need or want clarity on the most. And the new webinar is Your Personal Alignment for 2023. And your one core belief that you need to get into alignment for a more powerful and prosperous 2023. And one of our listeners wrote me, and I want to go over it because it's a really good question. And I love when you guys get so involved that you're really thinking. So she said, you know, during the webinar called Dissecting My Inner Dialogue, I gave her and everyone a major core belief they were holding on to. And she said, wouldn't this webinar give me the same limiting belief as mentioned above? That's a really great question. And when I asked the channel, this was its answer. There isn't one core belief that applies to every subject. Now, we've seen that over the years of our work. But this core belief is how to create a more powerful 2023. The second thing is the one core belief that makes all possible once you know how to turn it around and redirect it is, I am the God of me now. So we know that. We've worked on that over the years. Letting go of the guilt and the fear of claiming that we're God. This webinar, and again, this is through the channel, this webinar will deal with the belief we must get electrically aligned with the universe for to create the most powerful 2023. So, I love the question. And I loved that the channel gave me clarity about how this was going to serve you in an expansive, continuing way into our work in 2023. Okay, hopefully that was clear to everybody, and you will be joining me on October 6th at 6 p.m. for this amazing webinar. I have to tell you, you could have knocked me over. I said right before the show, okay, what is my belief that I have to get into alignment for the most powerful 2023? And it said, permission to love myself. Could have knocked me over. Didn't see that one coming. I feel like I do love myself, but obviously there's some parts of me that's not giving me permission to fully embrace that. So I'm on it. I'm on it. Like a bee on honey, baby cakes. Okay. The other thing I want to talk real quickly about is Core Belief 20. Guys, it's got to be up for everybody because it's coming up in every private I do. And I've been doing quite a few with quite a few new amazing people that are joining the community from places I've been speaking at, lots of different places. So core belief number 20 is, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. So let's say I value myself by going out to find a new job, and I put a lot of things, a lot of resumes out there, do my due diligence, and I get no response. That's how others abandon me when I'm putting my value out for myself. The one that applies mostly that they want to focus on is the first part of it. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. And that shows up as I have to give myself up, care of others. I have to struggle really hard. If I value myself and create what I want, my belief system is that I have to struggle to get that. I have to exchange one thing I want for something else that I want. Like, if I'm going to make money and be successful, I can't focus on my relationships. You see that a lot in my business, for example. People that go from marriage to marriage, relationship to relationship. Because when you're off on location all the time and you're focused on me, 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 and creating your career, a lot of times your other relationships fall by the wayside. And they're saying, this is a good example of the core belief they were talking about. If I am valuing myself by saying I am the creator of my own life, I abandon myself if there's any belief in there that I can never be God. So just some things for you to look within and check out within yourself. Okay, is there anything else? I can go to the callers. All right. Everybody, bring your presence in, because you know, anybody that I bring on, it's your stuff too. Jareen in South Dakota, you're on, babe.
Yeah. My mom's in the hospital, and she has, like, a severe urinary tract infection. I was wondering, are we dealing with, like, psychosis and confusion due to the urinary tract infection? Zyprexa the right medication to clear this out?
Well, first of all, what's she pissed off at?
Oh, everything. Life.
Yeah. Well, that's the energetic cause of her urinary tract infection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, she's got to clear up her anger.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, it'll just keep coming back. So
okay.
She's confused along with this.
Yes.
Okay. You kind of melded that all together there. Okay. So the channel is saying these are separate issues.
Okay.
It's her confusion. Being in the hospital is really exacerbating it.
Okay.
She kind of doesn't know why she's there. Is this making sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. She thinks just go home, you know. And then they want to say maybe she had a stroke. Nothing shows up that says she did.
I don't get that she did. I'm not a doctor, guys. But energetically, when I test it and say she had a stroke, she's having a stroke has affected her, I get a no on all of them.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like, Jereen, this is the highest thing they're giving me. I just don't freaking want to deal with this life.
Okay.
So she's not. She's looking away. She's not dealing. She's not in the moment. She's just so pissed off she can't see the forest for the trees.
Yep.
That's the easiest way to say it.
Yep.
So the more you work with her on why she's so angry and help her come back into peace, the more everything levels out.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Yep, that's what I got for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you bet.
Rosemary in Tennessee, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Good
morning. Hi, darling. What's up?
You know, I moved from Salt Lake City to Tennessee because I feel like this is my home. And then what's been happening for me the last 2 weeks, I've only been here for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, the core belief, when I get what I want, I feel like I don't belong.
Uh-huh.
So my question is, how do I get out of that?
Well.
Because I wanted to be here.
Okay. And you're doing the work really well. They want you to know, Rosemary, because that's pretty close to state what you the belief you got to again.
When I get what I want, I feel like I don't belong, and so I just
They want to even strengthen that by when I get what I want, I don't belong. Going right to your mom. What does your mom have to do with this? What did she teach or model you when you were little? Your mom never felt. Your mom never felt like she belonged. Do you know that?
Uh-huh.
You do.
Well, no, but she made sure that I knew I didn't belong.
People who make sure to let other people know that do that because they believe that about themselves.
Yeah.
So not only were you taught that verbally, she also modeled that for you. So
she did.
Okay. So what's the positive of what you want then?
I do belong.
Yeah. And I feel like I belong. And I experience that I belong. I mean, sweetheart, you've only been there 2 weeks. You know, there's an adjustment period anytime you move to a new place. Have you gone and introduced yourself to your neighbors? Okay.
And yeah, and I went into town and said hello to everybody. And
okay. So you see, baby, they can't make you feel like you belong. Even if they open their arms and put their arms around you, if you feel like you don't belong, it won't make any difference. That feeling of belonging has to come from you first. Do you understand?
I do. I do.
Okay. It's what?
I really do. I'm sorry?
Okay. Well, you started to say it, and then you didn't finish that sentence.
When it's like you've taught us, when we want something, become that.
Yeah.
And it's the same for being here, not just material things, but just belonging.
You bet. And that's God. Yeah. You have to create that within you, and then all energy around you will respond to show you that new belief. And if you keep fighting that belief, you can't experience it. Do you understand? Is there a Unity or a Science of Mind church in town that you could join, which is very much in alignment with what we teach?
No, but I am going to move closer to Nashville, because I know there is a Unity church there, and it's more, that part of town.
Yeah, it's got more action.
Religion, yeah, because I'm way out. Yeah. I'm way out here, 2 hours from Nashville, so it's not like that.
Well, and when you're way out there, your connection and your communication is limited, which doesn't help you feel like you belong.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, well, that's how we subconsciously make decisions that back up our belief system so we can go, yeah, see, I feel that way here. And you've actually set up some of the things yourself to reinforce that. Okay, well, now we know. Now you can shift it and change it, okay?
I love what you just said. I made a decision that backed up my belief.
Yep.
Here I felt like I was, not in power. Thank you.
You're all the power, Miss Rosemary. Just focus on what you want and then look around in your life and go, am I doing everything that creates me belonging and feeling like I belong? Maybe living out in the boonies doesn't serve that. Okay, you got it. All right, honey. Thank you.
Love you, Dee. Thank you.
I love you, too. We all do it, guys. But it's great, and it's great we can laugh at it. Michael in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
Pretty fab.
Always good to hear your show.
Thank you.
I make a special point of setting intent every time I listen to your show, because whatever intent I set, your show just, discusses it at length. It's magical.
That's how it works, Michael. That's how it works. What can I answer for you, darling?
Question that may be relevant to others. It's like I've finally crossed the barrier. I've graduated from, 40 years, 50 years of studying. It's like I'm there, here, now, totally present with everything.
Yes, Michael,
made.
You always were, but you never knew that you were.
Well, now I know it.
Yes.
What do I do now? I mean, I have goals, obviously. I list out my goals, but it's
like... Well, that's what you do. You live. You live and you go, wow, I'm there. And I enjoy life, and I love life, and I love me, and now I'm just going to create. Because literally, guys, that's what you've been doing all this time anyway. you've just been creating a lot of limited things in your life because you weren't conscious enough to understand that your belief systems were driving your life. So now you are. And do you remember that one time, Michael, somebody called into the show and said, I want to know when I'll be there? Yeah.
The thing is, I am here right now, and I know it fully and completely. I feel it in my bones.
The channel said, there is no there to get to. It's a continual expansion of the understanding of energy. You have always been there. You're just always expanding.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. I mean, that's what the human experience is about. Once you reach a goal, you set another goal. Or you don't.
Yeah, it's, I don't know whatever woke up in me was, but it's,
well, I think you got tired,
Michael.
It's a
heady experience. Pardon?
I think you got tired. You got tired of doubting yourself and tired of trying to get there. You know, it's a lot more freedom if you get up every morning, guys, and say, I'm there, I know, I'm clear, what do I want to create today?
That is what I called to hear you say.
Well, you got it. The channel is happy it came through for you. All right, my friend, you got this, Michael. You got it. Yeah, you just, you know, you were taught that the more you struggle, which you call study, the further you get and the more freedom and knowledge and all that. You know, there are people that have never studied one iota of what we study, but they know it.
I've met them.
Yeah, just know it.
I have met them. Yeah, my parents were depression kids, and my dad was always seeking. I read every one of his spiritual books when I was in high school. And I was seeking, not being there. Here now!
Yes, you got it. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you so much.
Good,
I really appreciate
good
it.
Good to hear from you, always. Okay, we are going to Jackie in Florida. Juan.
Hello.
Hi, baby cakes.
It's so nice to hear your voice. I believe I just need a general. I'm feeling a lot of anxiety. And,
all right, let's just ask what's the basis of your anxiety? Well, the highest thing is that you just don't know that you are the creator of you. So you're going, what if, what if, what if, what if? Instead of going, this is what I'm creating, this is what I'm creating, this is what I'm creating. So if we truly, truly knew that we were the creators, that we are the creators of our own lives, and that energy follows the direction that we give it, is there anything to be anxious about?
I truly believe, I truly believe there isn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would start inviting myself, especially they're saying around money. I am the creation of money. I am money. You are the frequency of money, guys. But you keep seeing it out there and hoping that it comes to you. You want to see it and be it within yourself and send that signal out to the electromagnetic universe so it can match it. Do you understand?
Take me there one more, go through that one more time, please.
Okay. When you think about money,
uh-huh.
you see it out there. And you go, oh, well, I've got to get some of that out there. I want you to see it and be literally the frequency of money within yourself. Love, feel the love around the money within yourself that you're creating. And then you shoot that signal out to the universe. The universe matches it. And you literally magnetize money to you. You magnetize ideas about how to make money to you. So I want you all, when, and I know you guys are all doing the breathing exercise in the morning. Are you, Jackie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's the opposite of anxiety? If you're not anxious, you're what?
Calm.
Yes. And the highest word they're giving me for you is knowing.
Knowing.
I am my own knowing.
I am my own knowing.
Yeah. So I am the God of me that knows. I'd start incorporating that in your breathing exercise in the morning. Okay?
Okay.
That's the basis of it all, baby, is you knowing you are absolutely the God and creator of your life in every subject. But it starts always, guys, it starts within you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby
Kate.
You bet.
Have a great day. Bye.
That's the plan. I've already put my... Freedom and I have a love session every morning as soon as I get up, and she crawls over and we have a love session. And I always say to her, Freedom, this is a great day. We're creating a great day today. And it always is. Lena in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, honey.
So I have actually two questions. The first one is about my mom. I recognize some of what you said today about with an earlier caller. My mom's health is actually getting worse. And now she can't walk at all. My dad's doing everything. And I don't know how to help her because...
Lena, and I know this mm-hmm. is hard to hear, but when I say that she wants help, it goes right to no.
So, I was going to say, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I think she, in her own way, is deciding whether she wants to stay or not, baby.
Yeah,
and
that makes...
our job is to honor them in whatever decision they make.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes
a
lot of sense.
What's your second question?
So my second question is why am I... And I've been doing this... Why am I fighting myself from going within myself and just loving myself? Because I've felt love before, and it's like I've forgotten to.
No, you haven't forgotten anything. You're not. You're just not choosing. You're not choosing to do it. Well, okay. So let's say, why the hell wouldn't you choose to go within and love yourself when you know that's the basis of everything?
Yeah.
Book, song. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
as soon as you said that, I started thinking of saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, okay. You don't need to save yourself, Lena. Guys, nobody needs to save themselves. Our brain thinks in pictures. If we continue to go to those old religious teachings that we need to save ourselves from sin and all that, limiting thought process, that is exactly what your brain will see, and you will continue to create that experience for yourself.
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't have to save yourself, what do you want? What's the positive of what you want?
Positive of what I want?
Yeah. See, you guys know how to do this. You just don't take the time to sit down and be quiet and figure it out. If there's nothing to save, you are whole and complete and perfect right now.
Okay.
And that's what you want to feel love into. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you do every morning in the breathing exercise. I am whole and complete and perfect right now, and it feels like love. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.
All right.
Yeah,
bye.
Guys, bye. We're just taught in past lives, and you know, we're just taught to struggle to be okay, to struggle to be good, to struggle, you know, and that's one of the biggest ways, again, that we abandon ourselves and our own creation. Brenda in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Good, baby cakes. What's up?
I have, I'm trying to make a decision about direction for help, my next health endeavor for myself and my dog. So I'll start with myself, and if we run out of time, I'll have to call again. But I've been working with a naturopath, among other doctors, for 4 years, and she told me Thursday that we're missing something, and she wants me to get tested for mitochondrial disorder and alpha galactase interaction.
Brenda, I'm not a doctor. I get a no on that, but let's look at energetically the belief that keeps creating this dis-ease, and they're not using the word disease, this dis-ease in your body. Okay, so let me tell you what, oh my God. Okay, this is what you're bringing in for the entire community. So, ever since I was a little girl, been going to the chiropractor for my lower back. And, you know, I used to be a dancer. So, everybody would just say, well, you used to be a dancer. Of course, dancers have back problems. So I sat down the other day and I went, you know, it's nothing that is keeping me confined. It's nothing I can't deal with, but I'm over it. I'm like over it. What I want to know the cause of these back issues. And literally, the channel said, their sense memories that you are holding from other lifetimes. And that's exactly where we're going with you. So I closed my eyes and I said, okay, so like give me an example. And you know what they showed me? Is somebody with a huge 2x4 piece of wood hitting me in my back right above my hips, as in torture.
Ouch.
Now, I know this is a little out there for you all, but don't go into all this fear stuff. This is just information. So I said, you know what? I'm done with this. And I am directing all sense memories that is in my energy, that is in my water, because water retains memory from the beginning of its existence. This does not serve me anymore. So I am commanding all of those memories, those sense memories, to be released right now. Now, this is what we're doing for you also. Sorry, I had a little bit of an energetic interruption here with a dog. Hold on a minute. Okay, so and the channel wants to be clear that it's speaking to all of you around this. You don't have to know specifically, Brenda, what happened or where this comes from. But you do have to command all of the sense memories within your energy, your water, and your electrical system. Did you get that, guys? Somebody email that to me because I'm in the channel. Your energy systems, your water, and your electrical systems. Anything that's causing these dis-eases in your body, brain, or mind, you command them to neutralize and to be released from you right now. You don't need them. You don't want them. Thank your body for bringing this to our attention. This is really, really huge, the channel is saying. Really, really huge. And what you want to do is, I have to, it took me about 4 days. And I would get up and I'd feel it in my back and I go, no, don't want you, don't need you. I am commanding all sense memories. And every day it got less and less and less. And now, I mean, I got up this morning, I didn't feel anything. So I will track this, of course, because it's my job to track it for all of you. But are you clear about what you need to do now, Brenda?
It sounds like it, but does that mean...
Oh, what do you mean? Do you understand that you have to command all your sense memories to be released? Okay, then you get it.
That
then
part
claim
is very
that you
clear,
get
yeah.
it. Okay.
That part is very clear, but do I pursue this Chinese herbalist as well, or just forget all the help and the supplements and the doctor's appointments and just do the energy work?
You know, why don't you do this for a week? You can keep your appointments on the books, but do this for a week, expecting that you're going to feel a lot better. You have to expect that. You can't go into it with the intention of, I'm gonna try this. You know, probably isn't gonna work, so I'll go back to the doctors. That's not releasing it. Do you understand?
Or necessarily supporting it. Going to an herbal, a Chinese herbalist is not necessarily going to support the energy that I'm directing. The energy is enough on its own.
Subconsciously, you're still saying I'm going to have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I just get the sense that all these supplements are a waste of money and possibly making me worse. I just feel like I'm wasting my time.
Well, then why are you not following your own instincts?
Well, I am. I made a decision to stop going to her and to try a different tact, which was this herbalist. But perhaps I will. I agree.
So you're trading
out
one
the energy,
for the other. Yeah.
If I'm going to do the energy direction, I won't do the other.
Just for a week.
Yeah.
Be open
to
the miracle. Be open to the miracle that this very well may clear it up like it did for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 'cause I'm just done. I mean, I've been doing the doctors for 30 years. I think I'm done with this.
Well, so that should tell you I have to go to doctors to stay well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's your belief.
Or to get better, yeah. Right, or to get rid of this dis-ease, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but if you go to doctors to get rid of the dis-ease, what does your brain focus on?
That I'm broken.
The disease.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Now, look, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm giving you energetic advice from the channel. You are your highest answer. So you go within and you ask yourself, what is the highest decision I can make?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay? All right.
It's been made. I've already made it.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me to bring that forward. Oh, my God. I can't imagine that. Okay. That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to Jessica in Pennsylvania. You're on.
Hi.
Hi, darling.
Hey, I'm getting value from everybody's call. So I have this pattern of – so I'm in the process of creating a new home and as well as a new job. And I don't have either right now.
Look, Jessica, my love, you just said I'm in the process of creating and I don't have either one of them right now. You can't have them if you're in the process of creating it. You have to say, I already have them. They are totally created within me right now.
So
right,
I go through different phases of doing these different techniques, and I will feel hopeful, happy, and ecstatic, and then I will go through periods that I crash and I'm just exhausted from it, and I have this recurring belief that is the universe doesn't listen to me, and even if it does give me the stuff that I want, it's always not enough or not like exactly what I want, which is not even true.
You're setting yourself up never to be happy and never getting everything you want, and that's what you're getting. So you're a perfect creator. You're just creating what you don't want. I want everybody to hear this. And you hear this on the show all the time, and you're serving so many people, Jessica. You know what you're doing wrong, and you don't turn it around. You, from your very words, and I want you to listen to the call again, okay? From your very words, you said, you know, I don't believe I can get it, and if I do get it, it's not what I want. And so you're aware of all the negative things that you're seeing, thinking, feeling that keep creating the reality of your life. I am the God of me. Whatever I command comes true. The universe hears me and delivers to me everything I want in the highest way. I am always happy with what I receive, and it all feels like love. Now start doing that, and things will shift.
So I do versions of that.
No, it goes right to no.
Happy. I will. I feel happy about it, but then
about what?
I don't,
you feel
about
happy
my
about
life,
what?
The direction, a direction that it's going, and then something materializes, and then it's that drop again of I'm having to settle for this, and I don't want to settle. So it's, I don't
but
know if it's just like I'm not.
You, you have to settle if you have the belief that the universe never fully gives you what you want. So, you know, it goes back to Ho'oponopono and a lot of the teachings. You have to be happy before you get it. You can't say, I can only be happy after I get it. And there's also the belief that once you get it, you have to drop out and be depressed because your goal has been met. There's a part of that in there too. So make another goal, guys. Want to get somewhere else. But you can't. Literally, you're fighting yourself, Jessica. You can feel that, can't you, baby?
I know. That's why it's so uncomfortable. But I believe I go through these ups and downs with those positive thoughts and then the crash. And you're like, well, just keep believing that.
Well, no. Don't believe that you have to crash. And right now you do.
That it's like, no, I'm going to get it. I get stronger, and no, I get what I want. I want to be happy. This is what, and I've seen how things have been popping up on the house front, but then
okay,
I get angry that it's taking so long.
Well, so then your creation bottoms out.
Yeah.
And that's why you crash. So you know it. You're telling me all the limiting things you're doing, you're just not correcting them. So I want you to start living consciously and really watching your thought patterns around how you have to crash to get what you want, because it's not true. All right, baby?
Okay, because
okay.
Right now
yeah.
I'm at the...
Now, I got to move on. Thank you. All right. Erin, you got to talk fast, but I wanted to get to you. Hi, baby.
Hi. Thanks a million, Dee. So I am in a lot of emotional pain around my relationship with my youngest brother. I'm going back to Chicago the end of October before I move to Paris, and reached out to him and said, you know, is this a good weekend for you for me to come back? Can I stay with you and your wife? And because I need to go back and see our other brother who's in a care facility. And he's just not responded. It's been a week, and he's just not responded. And I texted him. Well, I've emailed him, and I've texted him.
Why didn't you call him?
because he doesn't like to be called.
Well, the channel says it's better if you call him.
Okay.
So that, but your job is to love him, Aaron. And right now you're judging him, and you're letting him hurt you. Your job is to love him. No. Try to stand up. You either stand up or you don't. You know this. You know all these principles. Okay? And if he doesn't want you to stay there, stay somewhere else.
Oh, I've already got other places to stay. I've already
I'm sure you have.
But it's just painful. I mean, he and I used to be so close, and it's really hard. It's really hard, and I'm trying not to judge him, and I did hear the word Friday. I did. But, it's hard. It's hard.
Well, okay. So, you know, the more you keep saying it's hard, the harder it's going to be.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
It's easy to love him. It's easy to connect with him. They want to give you a core belief. Hold on, this page. Yeah, and we go back to this quite a bit with you. I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
Hmm.
So you have to know that you are the energy that creates.
Okay.
The highest word is communication.
Okay.
I am the energy that creates the communication with all energy that I love. But right now, you see, that doesn't include him because you're not loving him so much.
Okay.
You got it?
I hear you. Yeah,
okay.
I do. Thanks.
All right. Great.
Thanks, Steve.
That was great
okay.
for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many more people I want to get to. But we are out of time, guys. We are beyond out of time. So let's say it together. I love me. Come on. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.